We're going to learn something in the Chag of Chanukah, which is very deeply connected to all that we've been learning in the Eset Torah and all that we're living through. This is a piece that it's found in two places in the Ksavim. One is in the Ein Ayah, Rav Kook's Chiddush HaGadis that was zeichet to have on Brachas and Shabbos, the Sugi of Chanukah, Chaf Aleph from the Beis. And it's also printed in Mamore Haraya, a very important liquid collection of different Mamorim from Rav Kook and Hespedim and Tyrus. Ne'er Chanukah, the Gemara says, Ne'er Chanukah, mitzvah lahanicha al Pesach beisai mevachutz. Of course, the Ikke mitzvah Ne'er Chanukah, how it was done and will be done, was that it should be by the outside of the opening of the house. The din is b'shas ha'sakana menichal shulchan v'daya. The din is that at a time of danger, where we were not able to light the candles out in front of the house outside by the Pesach. So then, a person's allowed to light the menorah on the table in his dining room, v'daya, and it's enough. That's the Gemara in Shabbos. This is the hanhaga. I mean, okay, light in the window, by the course of the mezuzah, but the hanhaga of not lighting by the Pesach Habayis is our hanhaga is the hanhaga of Golos. Those who wanted to light outside in Golos because we're living in a time when we can and it's safe, did say Shloi al Das Chachamim, which is not the way that Yidden lived and kept things in Golos. Stuff could lit inside. So Cook writes, Shechruo, it's hard to explain. I'm going to try. Everything is always al derech efsher. So if you learn it afterwards and you understand it differently, stammer, you're right. Or someone else, and it's just everything is al derech efsher to try to get something as much as we can. Shechruo shel ruach Yisrael hamiyuchad b'taharosei hapnimis. Me'akas haruach hayavani. Hamishader b'yafiusoi hachitzayna. The shichra, the freeing, the liberation, the release of Ruach Yisrael, of the Ruach of Am Yisrael, which is miyuchad b'taharosei hapnimis, which is unique because of its inner purity. It's being freed me'akas haruach hayevani, from the oppressive Ruach, from the painful Ruach of Greece. Hamishade b'yafusai. Greece, of course, the whole inyan of Yavan is to be mishader b'yafusai, is to glorify itself and to seek glory. In what? Yafusai hachitzayne, external beauty. This is a milchama of the tahar ha-pnimis of Yisrael. And the Yafusa Hachitzoina of Greece, Shetachtea Shechenes Kiyo V'tumah, underneath that external beauty of Greece, there dwells ugliness and impurity. Ugliness and impurity. You don't have to go all the way to Greece, by the way, that could be done locally. Hashichur shezachinu loy, this freeing that took place, shezachinu loy that we zeicha for, ayidei ha'esoyrus ha'kedoshe shel tchiyas haruach ha'le'umi, that took place through the holy hisoyrus Aideus Eirus Akadosh Shatchias Haruach Alaumi, this revival, this resurrection of the national spirit of the Ruach, of the pride of Am Yisrael. Aidei Giborei Kinnas HaKadosh HaChashmonoim HaKahanim HaKadoshim. It took place to the great Giborim, the great heroes, the great warriors, who came with a kinna of Kedusha, the Chashmonoim. Hiniach es chosmai al mahalach hadoros l'chol hazmanim. It left its imprint. It left its seal, its chosm, upon all future generations. The mahalach hadoros, the progression of all generations. Hayisnakshus shel ruach yavan. This clash, this struggle between the Ruach of Yavan, the Ruach of Greece, Im Ruach Yisrael, with the Ruach of Yisrael, Zeh process she'eino poseg. This is a process that doesn't end. This is something that goes on and on, this clash. This milchama within the ruach of Yisrael, which is what? Which is a ruach of tahara pnimis, of inner pureness. Sometimes underneath and outside an exterior that's not always so beautiful. Versus Yavan, that on the outside is beautiful, Hollywood, Broadway, everything beautiful. Barack and Michelle. No, I wouldn't even say that. But on the outside, but on the inside is all kir of a tumma, ugliness and tumma. This is a process that doesn't end. This milchama, this war, this struggle doesn't end. Ad asher yefuach hayom hagadol. Until the day that we're waiting for. Until that day of Mashiach Tzikeinu. This goes on. This milchama. Every one of us is in this milchama. Not just a little bit in the milchama. We're in the milchama in the heat of the battle. Asher bo yeh nitzda kodesh. From then, all that is holy will be revealed. Omnam koach ha-chayim ha-godl. It's true that the great energy of life, this great koach ha-chayim, ha-tomun b'ho'or ha-tsanua, that is hidden in the modest and humble light of the Ner Chanukah. Hu maftiach lanu es bitchoinai shel hanitzachon shel Netzach Yisrael. That is what guarantees and is mechazik us that promise will be fulfilled, that ultimately it will be Netzach Yisrael, that ultimately there will be nitzachon for Ruach Yisrael, that the world is not going to be forever covered in the darkness of that external, shallow, superficial beauty of Greece, with the inner filth and impurity of that world. But that ultimately, the Or HaTzanua, on the outside, the Chanukah candle, you know, you drive in the street. It happens that I like this time of the year. It's nice, this, I like all the, not allowed to say officially, but it's pretty to drive around, you see. I mean, it looks nice. I like the colors and things, it's nice. So, you see like super deluxe, you see some of these super deluxe, like, you know, you go through these neighborhoods. Here you have a few, but then if you drive in some of the real Gaisha neighborhoods, yeah, some couple of houses there and other places, so you see very, very, very elaborate. Wow, they have like these like little villages in front of the house, elves and snowmen, and I don't know what it has to do with the Isai Ish, but there's a lot of stuff going on. Oh, it's a lot of stuff. There's a place on the peninsula also, very, very Leibedik. All kinds of things. I mean, you're not allowed to look carefully. You shouldn't look at these things carefully, but you see there's a lot going on. Across the street over here also, there's somebody that has, not bad. Not so good, but it's all right. It's not bad. And with a yid has this to scrape together a little bit of oil, and the light is so tzanua, the nechanik is such a tznizdik light. Even though the din is davke to be mefars on the nes, look, it's so tzanua, and that or tzanua, that humble, refined, and delicate light of Chanukah. That contains within it the koyach ha-chayim ha-gadol, the great energy of all truth, of all life, of the bari olam, is ultimately that which guarantees the nitzachon of Ruach Yisrael over the Ruach of Yavah. Yehemu yechmur ha-mayim ha-akurim shal yimei ha-chulin ha-se'arim. Again, I'm just translating, it's hard, every single word. But Yehemu Yachmu Hamayim, the raging, surging, filthy waters. Shal Yimei HaChulin, of the days and the years, really, of Chulin, of profanity, of emptiness. HaSoyarim. Asar means a storm. Also raging. Haroitzim levloa kol kodesh, that are seeking these waves, the stormy waves of chulin, of emptiness, of secularism, chulin, of that which is not kodesh, of that which is shallow and empty. Haroitzim levloa kol kodesh, they're seeking to swallow up all that is holy. Yishtafu b'yizuz ra'asham, and they wash away these stormy waves of impurity, are able to flood, not wash away, to flood with great power, b'yizuz ra'asham, noise, mamlochais va'amamim, kingdoms and nations that are lost, that have been lost to impurity, that I have been completely flooded by these tidal waves of impurity, of filth, of tumma, of emptiness. Aval choysen Yisrael la'ad lo yimad. But the choysen Yisrael, the trust, the choysen, the bitachin, and the strength of Yisrael will never be crushed, will never be completely extinguished. V'teichayusa shal nishmas adam. Because deep, deep in the nishmas ha'odam, in the soul of man, yeshna hakara, there is an understanding, there is an awareness, shebeloi or hakodesh, that without the light of holiness, beloi nitzupse hakadusha mechayim is called, without the sparks of holiness that give life to all existence, ein emda, there is no existence, loi leruach ha'odam. There's no meaning. There's no point. Loi l'ruach ha'adam, not to the spirit of man. Loi l'chavrasai, not to the society of mankind. L'lu'umav, to nationalism. L'malchiyusav, his nations. There is deep inside the nishmas adam, this awareness, that all of that big stuff is worthless. Without the Nitzoytze HaKadusha, without the Ur HaKadosh, that is the light of Chanukah. Vaheichan hu ha'oitzer, and where is the treasure chest? Where is the oitzer? Asher ha'or hazeh HaKadosh, with this holy light, be'etzem taharosa, in all of its pureness, Gonus is hidden. Where is the place that it's kept? Where is this Chanukah candle? Where is this pure light being preserved for all of the years, all of the storms of Yavan? Where is this being kept? Havi Omer, Ba'oisai goy kodesh. It's being kept by the goy kodesh, by Am Yisrael. Ashimini oz ad olam, that from the beginning of time, who he neyu noisei es adegel, carries the flag, the banner in the world, shel tviyas hakedusha, that demands a life of holiness. B'taharosa ba'olam. B'kedusha b'taharosa ba'olam. So all the other religions are trying to take from a copy. But this pure light that gives life to all existence, which all of mankind knows in the deepest depths of its heart, is the meaning of life. This is carried within Klal Yisrael. Ve'itim normalias, in normal times, in times that were more normal, hinenu margishim v'kebeinu oimitz shalach roza pumbis. We feel within us the strength and the courage to go and to scream this truth to the whole world. To go and to go out to the whole world and to scream this truth. Of what? Of that aura of Chanukah, of the pnimis of Kedusha. And when we feel that strength, yeidu kol boi olam, we want the whole world to know. Even before Mashiach comes. We want the whole world to know. Yeidu kol boi olam mishalchim ba'atzes achayim. All those who exist and live in this world, we want them to know. Ki or olam lanu. We want to tell the whole world. You don't understand that the or olam, the light of all worlds, is by us. We have it. We have the truth. Umi'itanu kanayim lahanhir behem. And only from us can the rays of light emerge to give you light. Val yodam eretz v'chutzas. And that from us, and only from us, can that light, can that radiance of truth come forth to all lands and all places, far, far away. Like we say in Yontif by Rosh Hashanah Kippur, Yasoyu, in the Tefillah of Yasoyu, that the most distant islands at the edge of the world will know this truth. And at times when we feel healthy as a people, there's a tremendous urge, a tremendous longing, to go out to the world and to bring this truth to the world. And the Nevi'im were asking for that. The Nevi'im, if we look at the Nevi'im, they were ma'oras to this avaida of not being afraid. Harimi b'kayach kailech, to scream out to the whole world. Look, even without screaming, even spending most of history in ghettos and camps and cowering in bunkers and basements, the whole world is illuminated by the light of Am Yisrael. And the way the world thinks and the way the world believes is all from the light of Am Yisrael, albeit a distorted, polluted version of that light. The whole world, all existence is from this light of the Ur HaTzanua of Chanukah. And the lights of Yavin, the blaring, blasting lights of all the Santas and reindeers and the rest of that stuff, in the Pnimis of Nishmas Adam, it's all recognized for being exactly what it is. Fairy tales and paganism and Narishkeit. Emptiness. Mitzvah Ner Chanukah, and the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah has semel hakodesh hazeh, that is the symbol of this treasure that is kept within the collective soul of Knesset Yisrael and the memory of Knesset Yisrael, and we carry that deep within our hearts. Even the Jew on the outside on the outside doesn't look so good. You would never be accepted. You would never be accepted in the world of Yovan. You'd never make it to the cover of People magazine. You understand? I don't know if they still have that, but you would never make it to the cover of People magazine. I was someplace yesterday, and there was a Yid. I don't know the last time that he showered with Hashem Yirachem. He was talking to me about something in learning. I met him in the Sfarim store, and I don't know. It was before Parshas Vayeshev for sure. The last time that he showered with this guy, could even be by Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, even though those parshias. I'm not sure. That's how strong it was. And just bichlal, the whole tzur of the person. And I was thinking, you know, when he was walking over to me, I was thinking, oh, vai. You know, he had this tzura on him. You know, one of those, a shipwrecked Jew, you know? And just like everything. The one payer here, one payer here. You know, that look. And I was, you know, that if a guy sees, it's like a designer, you know, a certain look. And he has certain motions, and he's got all the ticks and things, all kinds of stuff going on. And he was walking over to me with a safe, holding a safe. He wanted to, I was the only other fellow who was there, and he wanted to show me something. I was a Tyree Yid. I don't even know where to begin. A Tyree Yid. I was talking to him. I walked outside with him. I was a Tyree Yid. What a precious Jew. Filled with Yerushalayim. Filled with Ahavas Yisrael. I asked him, can I have your phone number? He says, no. I just wanted to show you something. I said, well, we could talk. Continue the conversation. A Tyree Yid. I was thinking the whole night, last night, about this Yid. Who is he? What is he? I asked him, what's your name? He says, oh, Nafkimene. As he says to me, Nafkimene, what difference does it make to you what my name is? Lama Zat Tisha Lashmi. Shayid. I don't know why that happened. What happened to us? What happened to us is much worse than what happened to him. What happened to us is much worse than what happened to him. But such a secret of sweetness and... And it was just like 10 minutes, 15 minutes. So, when times are good, if there is such a thing as a normal time for Am Yisrael, and we have that strength, and we have that confidence in who we are, then we can go to the whole world and scream the truth, that the treasure, that treasure of Kedusha is by us. On the outside, you don't see this always. It's like when you take a ride with a taxi driver and I just saw, you know what I mean? Anybody that knows that Torah of what that is? But on the outside, the guy, they're talking, but then the pneumias of these, most, I mean, the ones that I have so many years of in Yonam of these chavre, but the pneumias. So when things are good, the mitzvah of Nechanik is lanicha pesach beisam b'luchutz. We can put the candle outside the house and tell the whole world. Pesach beisam b'luchutz. When we're not afraid, when we're confident in who we are, we can go outside. We can go outside and we could light our candle outside and give this truth to the whole world. Beis asher hanhora mekudeshes meifiyeh gam mibachutz. When that current, that holy current of light appears, even outside, when it's able to be shining outside in the world, einu netzvichim ledaik. We don't have to worry. Because then we already know and we're confident. That inside the home everything is okay. When the inside of our homes are shining, exploding with that truth of the light of Hanukkah, then we can focus on the outside world. And we could bring this message to the entire world. And we could run even to distant islands like the Nevi'im spoke of, with this truth of Hashem Echad, with this truth of the Tahara HaPnimis of Yisrael. And we could take trips away from the home and away from that inner world, knowing that we're leaving everything intact and everything is fine back home. Because Betuchim al Shahab Pnim, we're confident and we're certain that inside, in our homes, in our yeshivas, in our schools, in our communities, in our hearts, Humole Aira, it's filled with light. Tama ki tev sachra, leyichba v'layla neira. Like the Eishes Chalz, Mimeachach tovi lachma, like we saw last time, Mimeachach tovi lachma. You shouldn't go far away and know that everything's okay. And botach bo leif ba'alo. And leyichba v'layla neira. The candle doesn't go out at night. Omnam, however, bishas hasakana, the Gemara says that the ikki mitzvah nechanukah, the way that it was supposed to be, and this is the way when we look in the Nevi'im, what Hashem is Baruch wanted of us, is that we should have powerful, powerful light burning inside of our homes, inside of our lives and our hearts and our communities, and then we can go and light the candles of Hashem's truth throughout the world. Throughout the world. To mefarshim the nes, to mefarshim the miracle of what, of ein oid mavadai, to mefarshim that to the whole world, and that's the lechatchila, that's the tzura of what Am Yisrael is supposed to be. Amnam, however, b'shas hasakana, at a time of danger. What does that mean, b'shas hasakana? It doesn't necessarily mean physical danger. When there are very, very evil winds that are blowing in the world. And I heard they said from a tzaddik, I don't know what tzaddik was, I don't remember. But somebody was in the spa, and they're talking about, these two tzaddikim were talking about another tzaddik who had a son that had gone very, very far away from Yiddishkeit. So, unfortunately, there are many stories like that. And this is not a long time ago. And the Tutsadik was saying that, but how could it be? There's an expression that even in the world they know that the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. So how could it be that the son of that tzaddik is so far? So the other tzaddik answered him and said that the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. That's only when it's not very windy outside. But if there's a very, very big storm, then the apple can be blown far away from the tree. Those are the times that we're living in. That's called the Shas Sakona, a dangerous time. And the winds of Yavin, of Greece, are very, very, very strong. Bizman Sherucha Yisroos Menashveis Ba'olam. When there are evil winds that are blowing strongly in the world. And those evil winds include in them Sina Parois al Yisrael, a wild hatred, a primitive and wild hatred for Jews. Sina Parois al Yisrael. The world is totally closed. Is totally close to what Am Yisrael is and what Am Yisrael means. The whole world is falling apart. The Arabs are terrorizing every man, woman, and child in the world. And the former senator of New York is worried about Haredi women being mistreated on the bus in Eretz Yisrael, if they have to sit in the back, which all of them are happy about. That this is what's dangerous to the world. The sinna perois al Yisrael v'agizoy hamakudash, and the hatred for the holy geza, the holy seed, the holy root of Am Yisrael, And when things are like that, then boys umasteima al kol kinyane kodshai, this mocking and making fun of all of the holy acquisitions, of all of the kinyane kodesh that we've acquired, that we have, all that's holy, all that we have, is mocked and ridiculed. Like that. That's a perfect example of the kedusha of Am Yisrael, of the separation of men and women in such a way. Which is the kedusha of Yisrael. Which she had the nerve, which Senator Clinton had the nerve to compare to Rosa Parks being sitting in the front of the bus, and not she did a good thing that Mrs. Parks, that was a very chashuva thing. She was a chashuva person. Racism and bigotry is against the Ratzon Hashem. It's disgusting. And she was a little bit of a chashmonais in that world, that she did such a thing, that she stood her ground. That's the same thing as a tzniyazdik, as a holy Jewish woman who doesn't want to sit together with a man in the bus. So this is the world we're living in. That's a kleinikite. Which has the ISIS Clinton, I think, in it almost. This is the most beautiful thing that Am Yisrael has. Tznius. When you see an isha tznua, a woman who's tznua, yes, the girls are imitating. My wife tells me she's trying to. She goes in school every day. She's begging the girls. They're beautiful, holy Jewish girls. She's begging them, Medlach, cover up a little bit, to dress nicely, to dress properly. My wife tells me you wouldn't believe how the girls are dressing. It's not to be believed. And their principals, and this, they're afraid to say anything. Chas v'chalil, it could be that, who knows, maybe there's a granddaughter of someone who paid for the school. I don't know what the Indian is. But my wife says, you can't believe how that, and they're sweet girls, clueless. Because they think that they look pretty like that. A girl just wants to look pretty. No one has a tie in this. She wants to be pretty. Don't want any boys in that school. So what is she? She thinks it's pretty. And if she sees a girl, there's an expression to say, oh, that's Borough Park clothing. That's Borough Park clothing. That's Williamsburg clothing. It's Borough Park. That's Meir Sharm clothing. That's how they talk. I can lose you. When Mashiach comes, all the girls are going to be dressed like that. And it could even be that the girls in Borough Park and Meir Sharm in Williamsburg are going to have to make some tikkunim. That's the yoifi of Am Yisrael. That's the beauty of Am Yisrael. And you can't yell at the girls. It's not their fault. And you can't yell at them, this is disgusting, this is disgusting. They don't know this. They don't think that. We have to show them the Or HaGom is the hidden light of what it means, a Jew, and the beauty of a Jew. And there's nothing that's more beautiful than an Ishat Tznua, than a person who's Tznua. The light of Chanukah is so Tznua. It's so Tznua. And there's Toilulim. Reke Lev, Hamachalim is going to Uzo. The world is filled. These anti-Semites, who they stand for all the emptiness, people of empty hearts and empty minds. Hamachalim is going to Uzo, who are Machalel, who desecrate the powerful pride of Am Yisrael. So when it's like that, when these winds are blowing in the world so powerfully, so what happens to us? We retreat. We can't light the Hanukkah candles. The world is not listening. The world is not open to it. And we can't light the menorah outside the way it's supposed to be lit. And we can't go off to the world and to light up the whole world with this truth. Oz hanahara shemibachutz loisucha lahagia. Then the light that we try to bring outside cannot illuminate. As a machashakim ha'avim, the thick darkness. There's a darkness like a Mitzrayim. Shehem shaltim sham. where these empty-hearted and empty-minded people are ruling. We can't do it. We can't bring this light over there. Within our own world, it's so shaky. It's so unstable within our own world. Forget about using that marshal from the Inyan of Tznius. Forget about the outside world appreciating the beauty of Tznius. But in our own world. In our own world. And I don't mean just the Jewish world. In the Orthodox world. In the Haredi world. In the Hasidisha Haredi plus, 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 plus. It's not appreciated. In some places, it's observed. There are Yechide Skula that know the secret of that and see the beauty in it. So when things are like that, as Yifni Yisrael El Beisav El Shulchanah, then the Jewish people have no choice. We would like to help the world. We would like to carry this to the world, but we have no choice. We have problems within our own homes. We have problems on our own tables. Az Yifni Yisrael Al Beisav El Shulchanah, B'Shasa Kam, the Gemara says, the Hanukkah candle is not lit outside, it's lit inside. But, and it says in the Gemara, B'Shasa Kam, Menicha Shulchanah V'Dai Halavai, Kulei Hai, you should be able to light that candle on your own table. Kulei Hai, your own children, your own daughters, your own sons and daughters. Kulei Hai, ourselves, that we should see that, we should feel that. The Or HaTzanua of the Ner Hanukkah. Az Yifni Yisrael Al Beisav El Shulchanah. El kinyone tarbuse hapnimiyim. To our own personal cultural acquisitions. Meaning, at this time, Rav Kook says, to infiltrate into the world and to weave ourselves into their secular culture and so on in order to lift it up. He says, we're not holding by that. We're living at a time which is Shas HaKon, and we have to go in. And we have to strengthen our own culture, our own lives, our own kinyanim, what we have. We can't at this time, at the time of Sakana, we can't go out. We're so weak on the inside, and there's so much hatred, and there's such a thick darkness on the outside, that we return to our own tables. El kinyoni tabusa hapnimim, el taharas ruchay nikoyen kapov, to return to the pureness of our own spirit, and to the nikoyen kapov, meaning our hands, the pureness and the cleanliness of our own hands, our world, el taroso, to our Torah, Torah's emes, to the Torah of truth. That's what we were living last week in Eretz Torah. That with all that the world has, and with all the potential that we can connect to, and to find in all the chokhmahs of the world, there is no place else where that truth of Ein Oid Melvado shines as clearly and as in Torah Soi Torah's Emes. In our Torah, HaMiyuchad Eloi, that is unique, and that is only ours. Vel Mitzvoisev, and to our mitzvahs. Shehin Orchais Chayev Loilomim, that have always been the path, that's always been our way of life. It's the surest place, it's who we are. To go out to the world and to find ways in the world to do this and to accomplish that. But B'Shas Sakana, we return to the Torah's Emes and to our mitzvahs. Shehin Orchais Chayev Loilomim, that have always been and will always be the paths of life, the path of life for Am Yisrael. Lebinyan Beisai, we return and we worry about building our own home. Al Admas Kodshai, in our own land. to return and to build our home and our land in Eretz Yisrael. With all the strength of the kinas kodesh and zealousness of holiness, al pitchunasai, without any influence of the outside world, without having to make any changes, al pitchunasav al piruchai. You know, the latest thing in Kiruv now is to dress down, to look more goyish, because otherwise you can't reach Jews. Go find out what's going in the big Kiruv world. I don't want to name institutions because they're good people and they mean well. But the whole thing is looking like a goy, having goyisha looking parties, having a goyisha type of a trip to take the kids on a trip and to make it as goyish as possible, and to somehow to try at that thing to talk about something that's as pyrav as possible will make them interested enough to maybe come back another time and then to be invited to a house for Shabbos and maybe at some point to become Shomer Shabbos. That's the whole mahalach. To be embarrassed. I know people myself that were told by the leaders of Kiev places that they have to cut off their beard and they should change their clothing. Because otherwise the people are not going to connect to them. Akidekach. To talk to another Jew that the Jews are going to run away from us. It's not true. That's totally not true. Everything has to be al pi tchunosav al pi ruchai, to return to the pureness of who we are. Al pi tchunosav al pi ruchai. Va'aner hazeh, and this candle, that's what our children are waiting for. Our children are waiting to see the undiluted, pure, pure truth of the oil that's sealed with the seal of the Kohen Gadol. They don't want this stuff. They're waiting for the absolute truth. And they're only going to get it from us. But if we don't give it to them, then they're going to slip into the afyusai shel Yavan, the empty-hearted and the shallow and cold emptiness of the world of Yavan. V'aner hazeh semel nitzchonai. This candle, which is the semel, the symbol, which is the reminder of our ultimate victory, of the Nitzachon of Ruach Yisrael, that comes from the Oitzei Yisrael. During the time we're outside, where we can't do that, outside. Menicha Shulchana, you put it on your table. Lahoir al yodo es erechaya veheoris nishmasa. To illuminate with this candle the path of life, veheoris nishmasa. Ubener hazeha otzer etz leinu pnima. And with this candle that is otzer, that is kept within ourselves, pnima, deep inside, yeda ne'emana, we can know with certainty. Shalayechsa kolsho, nothing is missing from it. We're not missing anything. The world has nothing to give us. Anybody who tells you, well, what's a Jew without a little bit of Milton and Shakespeare? So I already spat once, it wasn't nice, I'm not going to do it again. Anybody, only once a year. So anybody who says such a thing doesn't have a connection to the candle of Hanukkah, to Am Yisrael. And that's with the whole speech about what do you mean we're supposed to be in Ola Amim and you know the whole thing we have to be cultured v'chula v'chula. I'll take the guy in the Sfarma store any day of the sophisticated fellow who could barely read Rashi and has no hergish by davening, but he can write an essay on the connection between the Baal Shem Tov and Shakespeare. Lahavdil. Shalayasa kolsho, we're not missing anything in our world. We don't need anything or anybody. Mikol oshrei haruchani, from the great wealth of our spirit. Umichvoidai kvoid haemes v'hatzadik, And the covet that we have is the covet of Emes and Tzedek. You know, the Satmar Rebbe Schusa Yelena, he didn't bend to the world. You know that? And a lot of people couldn't take it. Even the ones that were most against him, they knew that there was something holy that they were tampering with. And you could argue with this sheet and you could argue with that sheet. But try to make a Jew like the Satmar Rebbe. You know what he was? He was the pach, that jar of oil that Hashem left over, that was munach b'chois m'shakan gol. You could argue on this point and that point. But if you saw him, even if you look at a picture, but if you saw him in person, I was zoich a few times, many times, if you saw him, and if you read, if you try to understand what was he saying. So you could argue and say, but Rebbe, how are you going to be makar of Jews like in that way? And the Rebbe says, the Shah Sakana, we'll be makar of ourselves now, and we'll set ourselves on fire, and then Jews will come to us, and the whole world will come back to the truth. If you have a disagreement, you could argue with that. But he was a fire. Rabbi Aaron Cutler was a fire. You could disagree with a lot of things that he said. He was a fire. He was a fire. And I've said before, and I believe with all my heart, that if not for these tzaddikim, I'm not the only one I'm saying as an example, the Satmaroth and Rabbi Aaron, I don't believe there would be a Jew left in the world. Not one Jew would be left in the world. After what happened with the Holocaust, I don't believe there'd be a Jew left in the world. But why? The Satmar Rebbe, you never saw the Satmar Rebbe cutting off his beard and payas, putting on a Harvard t-shirt, and going to a barbecue on Sunday and say, hey, I'd like to come for Shabbos. You never heard the Satmar Rebbe say that. And I'm wearing a cool hat and a scarf. Free Shabbos? Satmar Rebbe didn't do that. It's interesting. You think he wasn't makar of anybody, the Satmar Rebbe? The whole world is shining with his light, and he never left his room. The whole world. You think the Baba Sali was going around campaigning, holding up flags someplace? The Baba Sali. Sof kol sof, yavoru rechoikim. Sof kol sof. Rav Kook says, sof kol sof, you'll see. Yavoru rechoikim, v'yakiru, like we say in V'yesoyu. That those who are far away will come. Because the whole world really wants that. V'yakiru, and they'll recognize. Ki nachlas olamim l'tevel kula. That this nachlas olamim, this eternal nachla, is for the whole world. The whole world needs it. The whole world's waiting for that. L'nitzochen ha-tzedek ve-emes, for the victory of tzedek and emes. L'nitzochen ha-shalom, for the nitzochen of peace. Not the peace that they talk about. V'hamodes chayeh enoishius al-mechoinim ha-eison v'habatuach, and to establish human life on the foundation that is strong, that's strong and that's sturdy and stable. Nachlas goyim kulam, it's for the whole world, for all nations. We can't go out now. They don't want us and we can't go out. And we have to worry about our tables and our homes. And to light those candles, the Hanukkah candle inside. But Rav Kook says, Sof kol sof yavor v'chaykim yakiru. Ba'achas yom at the end of days. And where is all this truth going to come from? Where is this powerful light going to come from? Where is the whole world going to... To whom is the whole world going to look up to and return to? Loi mimokom acher tavo, ki mi beis Yisrael. To the Jewish home. And to Am Yisrael. O mi shulchan ha-gavoa. And to the table, to the exalted table in our homes, of our lives. and ultimately the Beis Hamikdash. Tarach lefonai shulchan neged tzayirai. At the time when the world is filled with our enemies and hatred and anti-Semitism, and those dark stormy winds are blowing. Tarach lefonai shulchan. Set up the table, Hashem says, lefonai, the two of us. Neged tzayirai. And Dishanta B'Shemen, which is a hint, of course, for Chanukah. Dishanta B'Shemen Raishi, Kaisi Revaya. The Kais is overflowing, and the nations of the world are going to be clamoring to come to get a drop of the wine that's overflowing from the cup of our homes, of Am Yisrael, of our tables. The Nafshoi is Kol Yitzurim. And the souls of all that exist, Yemolu Tzim'oinim, will be able to quench their thirst. L'kol Nizgav Atar, for all that is holy and exalted. L'kol Emes, that the whole world really wants the truth. V'munas Oimen. Me'hashpor ha'tahoyra shetetzim in Yisrael, from the holy influence that will shine, that will come out of the candle of Yisrael. Asher b'shas ha'sakana, that at the time of danger, ha'yemenich ha'shulchan ha'vedaya, that we kept it inside to ourselves, in our homes, we tried to light the candle. And then the whole world will be trying to get sticking out their tongues to get a lick of that truth. Umital Chermon, and from the dew of the mountain of Chermon, Hayore that flows down al Hayoreit Zion to the mountains of Yerushalayim. Yitzav Hashem es Habrocha, Hashem will finally reveal His bracha to Yisrael, to us, for Adam and to the whole world. Kamar, as it says in Pasuk, Varikaisi lachem bracha ad blidai, I will pour my blessing upon you ad blidai, without end. V'oid yeshuva banim kulam yachad, and all of Hashem's children will return together. Loshe mikerev leiv nefesh, to sing from the depths of the heart and soul. Ze chelki mikol amoli. It says in Kehelet, ze chelki mikol amoli. All of history, Am Yisrael has suffered so much. And you wonder, like, so what did we get from all of this? So what happened from all of this? And how many generations came and went trying to keep Torah mitzvahs? I was at Shiva the other day by Yedid Nafshi, by Harry Kadus. He has an aunt, a delicious person, this woman, a survivor, who this little, tough, cute little old lady. She was a partisan. She said, I killed many of them. Don't worry. She's a part. She was a partisan. Her husband was a partisan. You have to see this. She's so cute. And she was saying some of the things we were asking, and she was saying some of the things that she went through this, she went through that. And she would finish every paragraph and say, but we made it. But we made it. But we made it. Zechelki mikol amoli. At that time, Hashem, we're gonna look what's gonna happen. We're gonna sing a song, and we're gonna say, from the depths of our hearts, Zechelki mikol amoli. Itaka was kedai. All of that hard work. Zechelki mikol amoli. This is what we have. Am Yisrael chai. V'chaya yichya ad bli die, and will live forever. And he ends with a tefillah, V'avar tavar, Sa'aras ha'sakana b'mheir b'yameinu, that may this dangerous storm pass quickly in our days. Nabuchadnezzar Cook was only a few years after he left the world, a couple of years after he left the world, that the biggest storm would come. V'avar tavar, Sa'aras ha'sakana b'mheir b'yameinu, V'noshuv al mitzvahs ner Chanukah, and then we could return to the true way that the Chanukah candle is supposed to be lit. La Shiva al Mechayna, we could bring it back to its true place. Ladlika al Pesach beisenim bechutz, and to light it outside. V'yiru kol afse aris esi shuas alokeinu. Then even those who are the furthest at the furthest edge of the world will see Yeshua's Elokeinu, the Yeshua of Hashem. Al amoy v'nachalos esel, on his nation and on his inheritance. Yishevizayichim etz shem to see it quickly.